Going to the zoo. Yesterday, our class went on a school trip to the zoo. First, we visited the petting zoo near the entrance. There were goats, rabbits, and ponies there. Some of the kids fed the animals with special animal food they bought in a little shop. But the goats were more interested in our rucksacks and lunchboxes. One of the billy goats was trying to steal my sandwiches. Then we moved on to the Australian section. It's funny how big the kangaroo's legs are. And think of an ostrich. Why is it so big if it's too heavy to fly? Some animals are really strange. The birds were a bit boring. They were all sitting motionless on their branches and just stared at us. I tried to make them move, but in vain. Only one eagle suddenly cried very loudly. Wow, that was something. Then the boys started to fight. It was all because Tom said he was going to buy himself an owl, like Harry Potter had. Peter called him a silly idiot, and they started to kick each other. Our teacher was very angry with them. Fortunately, we then moved on to a very interesting part of the zoo. We went to the wild cat section. There were three tigers and two lions behind thick metal bars. Most of them were asleep, so we started to shout and make faces to wake them up, and we succeeded. One of the lions opened his eyes and yawned, showing his huge teeth, and then it roared like nothing we had ever heard before. The girls started to cry, and I think the boys were a bit terrified too. So we left the fierce beasts and went to see the monkeys. That was funny. They were jumping, scratching, making faces, and throwing fruit at each other. It's a pity they were in cages. I'd like to play with them one day. The last animal we saw was the elephant. We watched as it was eating its huge meal of vegetables and fruit. Then the elephant put his trunk into water and splash! It fell like a shower. We were quite wet, our teacher too, so we hurried to our coach and went back to school.